Well, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for making us a part of your day each and every day. We appreciate the fans. We also appreciate those who aren't fans of us but still listen intensely every hour of every day. Thank you for being here. You know, over the weekend, obviously, tragedy broke out in Israel, and we are still watching developments. I'm sure if you've watched any news, if you followed any news over the weekend, you know exactly what's going on. During the break, there was a college student who's over in Israel on Fox Live talking about being stuck over there with friends that were obviously there for, you know, a study program. And just hearing the fear in her voice while she gave the interview, not knowing what's next, you know, being stuck in this apartment while, you know, hearing things all around you. I cannot imagine it. And I think most people listening to my voice can't imagine that. And it is just absolutely heartbreaking to see what has happened overseas, what continues to happen, the number of dead from this attack. You know, again, David was talking about it in depth during his show and putting into perspective the amount of people that died in one day. Just absolutely, absolutely tragic. And, you know, I try to put this in a way just to think about, could anything like that happen in America? Right, any kind of attack in America. And there was a time, probably before Tanner was around, there was a time where I think America felt like it was untouchable, right? That there could never be an attack in America on American soil. But then most of us remember 9/11, and I don't think we've ever felt like that since. And you know, you watch these attacks going on overseas, and for some reason I just keep going back to that question of, could something like that happen on American soil? 803-0930, star 930. So I'd like to know your thoughts on what has happened over the weekend in Israel. Also, do you have any family, anyone you know in Israel at the time? Have you been to Israel and maybe can explain where things are happening from your point of view? 803-0930, star 930. And again, that question, do you see stuff like this on TV and just in the back of your mind go, could that happen here? You know, could another 9/11 type attack happen in America? It is something that, again, there was a time in my life that, you know, we all thought America was untouchable. Nothing will ever happen on American soil. And I think, you know, 22 years later, 9/11 really did change that for us. 803-0930, star 930, your thoughts. We'll start with Paul, who has held on during the break. Paul, thanks for holding on. Hey, Paul. Well, Paul, if you're hearing us, something happened to our connection. Give us a call back, 803-0930, star 930. He had some thoughts on what was going on overseas, also had relatives in Israel, so would like to reconnect with Paul. If Paul, if you're listening, give us a call back, 803-0930, star 930. So I want to know your thoughts, not only on, like I said, not only on what's happening, but your thoughts on, do you ever put that in perspective of in America? Could this happen in America? And, you know, has your thoughts on that changed over time? 803-0930, star 930. And just, you know, it was a big deal when Vietnam was caught on tape and we had reporters embedded with the troops. Right, I think the first time we did that was Vietnam. But technology these days has really changed perspective of war. Because now, everyone has a camera. everything can be videotaped. In the videos, the pictures and videos coming out of Israel, it's a perspective that personally I have never seen before. And again, you go on social media with algorithms now, you're not even looking for it and it pops up on your feed. And some of the pictures that I have seen, again, not looking for it, some of the pictures I have seen from these attacks, it is a perspective I have never seen. And you know what? Never wanted to see. But it puts it in a completely different perspective. It's not just words. It's not just reports. It's actual video of what is happening. And it just makes me so sick to see. And I wonder if you've come across any of those videos and if that's changed your perspective or given you a different insight. Again, it is so much more than words in a newspaper, a report on the radio, a report on TV, to see videos literally from the scene. Again, something I never wanted to see. 803-0930, star 930. Paul is back. Paul, what's your thoughts on what's going on over in Israel?
Well, I've been watching it for the last day and a half, and I'm a little sickened by it. But I've been watching this conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis since they killed a guy on the Achilles Laurel 40 years ago. They threw him in the ocean in his wheelchair. And my feelings are, I hope Israel eliminates this problem once and for all. I absolutely do. Do I feel for the Palestinians? Somewhat. But I've seen too many videos of Palestinian parents teaching their little five-year-olds, and I've got videos of it, teaching them how to kill the Jew with a knife. I've got videos of little five-year-old Palestinian kids with knives in their hand and dolls, and they're being taught how to kill the Jew that hides behind the rock. I mean, that's insane. These people are nuts.
Paul, you said you have relatives over in Israel right now?
I got a cousin. I haven't seen him for probably about 10 or 12 years, and I haven't even tried to contact him. But I don't want to lose him. I mean, you know, nobody wants to lose a family member, but this is so totally unnecessary.
Paul,
I don't know how much you know about the Arab-Israeli conflict, but I've been watching it ever since 1948. I did the studies on it when I was a kid.
Paul, you talk about the teachings, and you know, you said that the goal for Israel should be to eliminate this problem. Do you think that really is the only way out of this?
I do. Look at how many times in the past, just like the past 40 years, look at how many times the Palestinians have tried to attack the Jews and eliminate them. What I don't understand is that they know they can't beat the Israelis. They know they can't. So why would they deliberately? They know they're going to get smashed. I mean, every time they've had an incursion against the Israelis, they've suffered devastating losses afterwards. Buildings smashed. You know, apartment buildings. 800 people don't have no place to live no more from one missile. You know, I don't understand the logic. But you know, like I said, I've been watching this. I did a lot of reading about how Israel became a nation. And you know, the Arabs could have had a nation at the exact same day that the Jews did. They turned it down because the Jews wouldn't leave. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't have a lot of sympathy for people that do that.
Well, Paul, hey, I appreciate your perspective and also hope that your relative in Israel is okay. Paul opens a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. You know, and it's something that I keep thinking about. Obviously, you know, I'm 35, and for all of my life, you know, I've heard of the conflict, and we've seen, you know, early on in when cable news was just starting to get big in the 90s and the early 2000s, you would see video of missile attacks in Gaza, and, you know, the Gaza Strip. You heard so much about that for a while. And it's an issue where you question, I mean, what is it going to take for the threat of this kind of conflict to not happen in Israel? But what happened over the weekend, and again, the video that went with it, it is just absolutely disgusting. You know, what happened? And we are talking about, you know, close to 1,000 dead over 2,000 injured, 9 Americans dead. You know, and the question is, how do you solve the problem? I mean, is it something where, you know, you can meet at the table and talk it out? I feel like we've done that before, you know? And I mean, what is the answer? What is the answer to the ending this conflict once and for all? Is it war? I mean, is war going to end it? Or is this going to be an issue that's always going to be a threat over in the Middle East? 803-0930, star 930, would like your thoughts on it. Also, do you feel that America, that another attack could happen on American soil? We are 22 years removed from 9/11. Are you getting back to that, well, we're untouchable? Or do you see, you know, the video and stuff like this and say, well, something similar to that could happen here in America? 803-0930, star 930. Talking about the conflict overseas, let's call it what it is, the war overseas. And just a lot of different questions around this. Number one, your thoughts on what you're seeing. The video. I just feel like we've never had video like we do of this conflict, right? I mean, we started in Vietnam bringing cameras over into the battlefield. But now, I mean, you literally have people on the ground and you're seeing people who have been killed. I mean, it's absolutely, and the fact that you're seeing it without even looking for it, it's just coming up on your social media timeline. It is a perspective we have never seen. Most of us who, you know, have not seen of war before. Your thoughts on that? 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, 22 years since 9/11. Do you feel another terrorist attack could happen when you see stuff like this? Or the further we get away from 9/11, do you get that feeling that we had pre-9/11 that were untouchable? 803-0930, star 930. Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, thanks for hanging on.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's extremely terrible. And I don't have the words to say too much, but what I'm seeing again in the world, I'm 57 years old. I've seen a lot. I remember as a young man seeing the pictures from Vietnam. What's going on here? And I'm still confused. And I wish we would have a media sit down so people can start getting educated on why this is happening. Okay. And, you know, from the day it started, I mean, I know this has been many years, decades, hundreds. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. But what I see here is a group of people that have an ideology. Okay. And they're firm on their ideology, but their hatred for the Israelis, and it's not just the Israelis they have a hatred for. They have a hatred for anybody that does not conform to their ideology. And unfortunately, no, people are either afraid to confront them or whatever, but the people living in Palestine, I feel bad for them. The people I feel bad for, because they don't have the strength to stand up for themselves and say, this is not what we want. We don't want people, you know, we want to be able to speak and have our say and things like that, but they can't. And, you know, one thing leads to another. It's just a big mess in the world, and it's a terrible time for the world again. And I don't think a lot of people understand it. And I was actually disgusted that our leaders in this country did not say things to the people of America, and when it came down to those cheering in New York and even up in Canada, they're cheering this on. And I'm like, my God, have people really lost their marbles? You're cheering on death and destruction and the killing of human life just because of an ideology. And that's something that a lot of people just have to sit back and say, you know, this is really not a good thing anymore. And, you know, we got to start educating each other of the evils of the world. And yes, your question about are we vulnerable? Yes, we've come complacent again in this country. Okay, I believe it will happen again. When? I can't tell you, but it will happen because we've focused ourselves on the politics and people in politics like Donald Trump and all these other people, and we focused on
immigration, and we haven't even talked about our borders and our security. We have people in office that just don't want to talk about it because their ideas, or for that matter, their agendas are not our agendas because of the fact that they don't really care. So there's a lot of things going on in the world today that a lot of people just don't care about because of their own agendas, their own ideologies. And it's unfortunate and it's sad because now our children, like your children, when your children grow up, your children will be reading in the books and the history books of all this death and destruction. And hopefully when your children are older, the world has changed for the better and not for the worse, but for the better. But unfortunately, Joe, I just can't make heads or tails of why these people, other than their ideology, why they got to go and do these things. Why can't they just go to the table and say, look, we really would just want to stop this. We don't want to go to war no more or kill people. We just want to either be left alone or we need some concessions here. I don't know. I don't know really because I don't have all the facts and the back history of Palestine. And, you know, one thing I want to mention, I remember as a young man, I grew up with a few people that were Palestinian. Did you know that Grand Island was going to become the state of Palestine? Did you know that?
Well, I've heard that, or I've heard it the other way as well, but I have heard that Grand Island was offered.
Yeah. Could you imagine that Grand Island back in the 40s and early 50s was offered as a country for those folks? To me, if that was offered to them, I would imagine that this stuff wouldn't be going on right now, you know, because they would have lived a different life. But then again, I might be wrong. Maybe they'd be mad as hell at us, and next thing you know, Tonawanda and everybody over there is getting fired upon because they don't want to live there. I don't know. I don't know. But it's just amazing over these past 100 years how things have really changed in the world and changed for America and changed for the Israelis and changed for the Mideast. And people just don't get it anymore. Why do we got to keep killing and fighting? Why can't we just, I guess, get along? Why can't we just go to the table, you know?
Mike, at the end of the day, I think that's Mike and Chitwaga, at the end of the day, I think that's what we all say. You know, why can we get to a place where we can not to cite the popular bumper sticker, but to a point where we can coexist, right? No one wants death and destruction. No one wants to see this. I want to build a little off that, Mike. Mike went well into our commercial break, so we're going to go to commercial. I'll come back. I'll take some points from Mike's call and hear from you at 803-0930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. This was me walking through Wegmans Saturday morning. Before 8 o'clock. So if you were at the Sheraton Wegmans Saturday morning before 8 o'clock and you saw someone decked out in Virginia Tech stuff singing Solid as a Rock, that was me. You can say hi next time. good callback, Tanner. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. As always, we thank you for making us part of your day. Talking about the conflict overseas, Mike in Chitwaga called before the break, and we had to go right to break after speaking with him. But I would like to know, you know, what options are there? When you're watching this coverage on television, right, and you're seeing the videos on social media. Now, someone on the text board, Dan said, we had photographers and reporters embedded in wars long before World War I. The Civil War had photographers and reporters embedded with the military back then. Dan, correct. But I think Vietnam was the first time we actually had video and reporters on TV. I could be wrong about that. But what I'm saying is what we're seeing now is like nothing before. It's literally video and pictures that anyone has access to. And I just don't think you've ever had that before like you do during this conflict. And you know, what I guess that's the big thing from Mike's call. What is the answer? I mean, is it just, hey, we're, this is always going to be a conflict? Is the answer, like Mike said, you know, war until it's over? I don't know. That's the question. This is actually one thing I don't have an opinion on. Right? I don't know. I mean, I have an that did not come out right. I have an opinion. You know, I think what's going on is absolutely disgusting. It's heartbreaking. I mean, hearing these stories from people in Israel, you know, who have family missing, who literally saw their friends killed right in front of them. You've got Americans who have family in Israel that they have not gotten in touch with. I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking. But what is the conclusion, right? And how do you get to a point where this doesn't happen? That's where I don't have an opinion. I don't know enough to say, how do you get to a place where this doesn't happen in Israel? And that is something that I'm asking you at 803-0930, star 930. You know, and I mean, if you want to talk about what is America's role in this, 803-0930, star 930. But the other question was bringing it back home. You see stuff like this happening over the weekend. And, you know, I ask myself, I ask myself, you know, could that happen in America? Do you fear some kind of attack in America? You know, it's been 22 years since 9/11. That was kind of in my life at a very young age, and I realized, wow, we can get attacked at home. It's also when I realized there are people who absolutely hate us. You know, there are people who hate us just because of what this country stands for. And, you know, Mike also said we are so blinded by our political differences, and I think that's completely true. You know, and I've said this numerous times, you know, the people who hate this country don't just hate Republicans, don't just hate Democrats, they hate all Americans. And when they attack, they're going, if they ever attack again, and I hope they don't, right? I hope we have the intelligence to eliminate the threat of an attack before it happens. But the people who hate America are going to target America. They're not going to target just Republicans and Democrats. And so I agree when Mike says that we are so blinded by our politics. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Before I went to this call, I had one other thing. Oh, PolitiFact. I do have to say this. So there was a video going around of Iranian lawmakers chanting death to America. And PolitiFact said that is a false video, because the video happened in 2020, not 2023. You know, I really don't care when it happened. The fact that Iranian lawmakers were chanting death to America in 2020. And, you know, it's not a false video. That video happened. That video happened in the last 3 years. It's very disturbing. But PolitiFact wants to make sure you know it's false. It happened in 2020, not 2023. Well, thank you, PolitiFact. I was really concerned at the timing of the video. Let's go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, what are your thoughts on the conflict over in Israel?
Well, I'm a senior citizen, and the biggest disturbing part of the whole thing is when I was 10 years old, this was occurring. Now I'm well over 60, and this is occurring. But I'll make some observations here. Also, in that lifespan of mine, I can remember when Iran was actually our ally, and that at the end of his life, the Shah actually sought medical care and sanctuary here in the United States until he died. And I think that was in 1979. Then that whole Islamic revolution thing started. I was alive to see Jimmy Carter, Menachem Begin, Anwar Sadat, the Camp David Peace Accords. The Middle East is ongoing conflict, ongoing problem. So, and the news and the whole landscape has changed a lot also in those same 50 years, 55 years. I'm going to say this. When I listened to the news this morning, I heard that the way the terrorist got out of the Gaza Strip and were able to execute an attack was they first had to blow up a 15-foot-high wall that is actually erected around the Gaza Strip, which keeps the Palestinian people in. So I'm going to have to say, if I lived in what is a ghetto, if I lived in horrible economic conditions, if I was deprived of what I thought were my basic human rights, I might turn into an animal too. And there is an argument to state, if you took a look at Israel today and its population, the demographics, there's very few Christians that live there any longer. And the Palestinians have had to give up their homes and land at the whim of Israel. If Israel would to put out an edict saying that this street was dangerous, the son of this family is responsible for hurting this person, then they have to relinquish the right to their belongings and their right to any representation from their government or their police force or anything. So I'm going to have to say, I don't agree with violence. If the Palestinians attack the Israelis, I don't agree with it. I think that what the Nazis did to the Jews of Europe was just outrageous. It was terrible. And then in the same vein, I'm going to say that the same way that Israel has treated the Palestinians and their non-Jewish population, they're not too fair either. A two-state solution, and then Israel kind of would be there. It was never meant to be a place where it could facilitate 350 million people as its populace. They knew from its inception that it had a finite capacity for how many people could live there. And they drove most of the non-Jewish population out of Israel. And all major religions have their major artifacts to their biblical heroes in that country. Part of me really thinks the only solution would be to blow the whole thing off the map, get rid of all of those religious relics, and find out whether or not we can learn how to be decent human beings without all that other crap.
Hold on, Jim, that's a bit extreme. You just said you didn't want war, you didn't want violence, but your answer is to blow the whole thing off the map?
I'm going to say sometimes I've wondered that. And what you missed, what you said is kind of correct, but what I said is the conflict hasn't ended. There has been a continuous conflict in the Middle East forever. And it's just disgusting. Certainly, if they believed in the God that they claim to believe in, they should have found a way to live side by side and work together by now. But their religion, they hate one another, and it's rooted in their religious beliefs. And when you have one religion that believes it's the true religion and anybody below them is a Gentile, what does that say? I mean, there is no understanding. There is no dialogue. It's my way or the highway. In America, I watched Nikki Haley. She was on Meet the Press. You played that program in the afternoon on your radio station. And she said, let me make this clear. Israel doesn't need America. America needs Israel. Israel is our first line of defense in the Middle East. I guess I would say that if they don't need us, then let us keep all our money and pay our bills and settle our debt and take care of our own people. If that's how Nikki Haley truly believes, and if that's the truth, I would also say that America, before we were so one-sided, we used to talk to Egypt, we used to talk to Syria, Iran was our ally. We had a communication with Ben-Gurion and his government, which was fledgling at the time. And in fact, Iran gave us some of the natural resources, the petroleum that we needed to win the Second World War, which helped save the Jews of Europe from Hitler's Nazis. And today, we don't have dialogue with anybody. If Prime Minister of Israel says this person is evil, we're ready to nuke them off the face of the map. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it is not fair. And when you take a look at the Israeli citizen, most of them have dual citizenship with the United States of America. But Israel is not the 51st state of the United States of America, yet they receive more aid than most of the states that make up the United States of America.
You know, to Jim's point, he brought up the wall at the border. That, I mean, that's, as a texter pointed out, that was to protect Israel. And, you know, Israel's got to do what it's got to do to protect its citizens. And that, with years of conflict, was the best way to protect its citizens. So, that's why that wall is there, was to protect. And you know, you've got, again, this isn't the first time that something like this has happened. This has been a conflict that's been going on and on. And you know, you watch some of these videos. You've got in New York City, there was a gathering in support of Palestine, and you had someone saying the correct religion is Islam, and we're not stopping until Islam's in every home. I mean, that was being said here in America, where you have freedom of religion. That's what one of the things about America is, you have the freedom to pick your religion, to practice your religion here. And then you've got someone saying, well, no, every home has to have Islam and we're not stopping until it does. I mean, that seems to be a mindset of people who are attacking. What's your view on it? And, I'm not saying everyone has to agree with me. I'm not saying, I did not hang up on Jim because he disagreed with me. He went like 8 minutes and we had to get to traffic. I don't see. And again, tell me if you think I'm wrong. I just don't see how you can make a reason for doing what we saw over the weekend. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. It's repulsive. I mean, just killing innocent people, going into their homes, parading their dead bodies in the street. There's no excuse for that. And do you fear that, here in America, we could see another attack? It's been 22 years since 9/11. And 9/11 was a day, like I said, for me, it took away that vision that we were untouchable. But I think some people are back into that mindset that America is untouchable. 803-0930, *930. Like I said, I only wanted to spend an hour on this. We'll go into some other stuff, but I mean, it's literally what's all over the news. We're talking about at the top of every hour. I know it's on a lot of people's minds, and I just wanted to give you a chance to get your opinion out, get your opinion heard. And like I said, I don't claim to have the answers. I definitely have my opinions when it comes to the conflict. Now, like I said, I don't know the answer of how do we get to a point where we're conflict-free. That is where I don't have an opinion. I don't know. I wish I had the answer. But in a time where everyone has a camera in their pocket and we are seeing the images out of Israel, I don't see any excuse for that, for what we saw over the weekend. And just, attacking innocent people, going into a music festival and killing almost everyone who was there. It's disgusting. It's disgusting and repulsive. 803-0930, *930. Back after this.